When the Singing Stops, written by Di Morrissey and read by Kate Hood. Like a bad dream shrinking in sunlight, the scenes of the night before seemed less scary to Maddie when she awoke. But she still couldn't shake a sense of something sinister. While not feeling threatened herself, the knowledge that so many of the people sharing her weekend holiday were associated with hard drugs was deeply disturbing. She wondered if she alone knew about it as she went to Matthew's room to suggest they walk over to breakfast together. Her brother was quick to see her mood. "So, what's bothering you?" Maddie quickly described the scene on the veranda the previous night. "What do we do, Matt?"
"Do?
We do nothing, Maddie. It's nothing to do with us. If that's their scene, let them be. It's not our bag, that's for sure, and they probably know that. They come up here to get into this sort of thing, I suppose. They're not inflicting it on us, so don't worry about it." "Do you think anyone else knows?" "In our group? I doubt it. The girls went to bed before us, and Connor, Kevin and I weren't far behind. It's best we carry on as if we know nothing. It's their country, their scene, and as I said, they didn't try to inflict it on us. It made me uncomfortable, though. I've never had anything to do with drugs. Have you?" Maddie asked. "Oh, I smoked some pot in my wild youth, and in Mexico a few years back, I tried some sort of magic mushroom, which was such a horrible experience it turned me off completely." "What happened?" "A bad trip. Hallucinations, weird and ghastly visions, no idea of time or space or place or who I was. I kept looking at my body and seeing parts of me melt or explode. It was like turning inside out. My skin was sucked inside and my entrails fell outside and sort of blew up and splattered. Ugh. It was like drowning in your own innards. Ugh. Yeah, I don't recommend it. But these people are obviously snorting coke and using hip designer drugs. More socially acceptable than injecting yourself in a public loo." Matthew grinned.